Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Contractor Q&A on the Contractor Fight podcast. Dan, what's up?
I am doing great, Tom.
Yeah? What did you have for breakfast today, man? Did you have breakfast?
I did. I met one of my one-to-one impact clients for breakfast at 7 this morning. So I had a hash omelet or something that was pretty good. We'll see how it treats me later. I don't eat that much meat, but...
Let's see. I had a protein bar and two hard-boiled eggs. That was my breakfast. There you go. Yeah, look at me, man, trying to get all svelte. Is that a word, svelte?
It is a word.
Okay. Am I using it correctly?
Yep, I guarantee you're spelling it wrong.
What's that?
I guarantee you're spelling it wrong, but you're using it correctly.
Is it S-V-E-L-T?
E-L-T-E, yeah. I think I could be spelling it wrong too. Yeah.
Whatever. You get the point.
We get the point.
So we have a question that has come in, and this is, there's so many ways I think we can answer this question. It came from YouTube. Somebody watching our YouTube channel, Tony Fabrino, I think it says his last name is here. Yeah. Tony Fabrino. What's up? If you're listening to this, and he said, should we provide discounts or match the other guy's estimates? I will start with this by saying it depends. there are very few hard and fast rules. Now, my disclaimer to that would be I have a standard of a profit margin I'm going to sell a job at, and it's 50% or better. So if I bid something at 60, I got an opening in the schedule, and I could discount it to a 55% profit, and it fills the days and things like that, I might offer that up. I might say, hey, listen, and I would do this with I don't do this when somebody says, Dan, you need to lower your price. Okay. I don't do it that way. I'm not your little bitch. Okay. Cause I have a standard, right? We have our standard that we're going to live by. We're going to price shit by the money that we're going to make. But if I price a job at 60% gross profit and I got somebody on the fence, meaning they're just dragging their feet. I've done this before where I'd call them up and I'd go, hey, Dan, I have an opening the 3 day and last, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week for the crew, for one of the crews. I know you're still trying to figure out what you want to do, but I can knock $300 off if I could put it in during those days. If you help me out, I'll help you out, right? I don't discount for the sake of discount. I get something in return that could, I know there's a lot of games in the industry too. There's hey, if we could put a sign in your yard for 2 weeks, we'll knock off $1,000 or whatever. It's as a marketing expense. That's not the game I'm talking about. I'm talking if I have traditionally slow periods, as a painter, if it was honestly, that week, our phone would not ring a lot traditionally, the week of the 4th of July. So we wouldn't have leads come in, which meant a few weeks later, we'd have some openings, right? And so what I would do to be preemptive about that is I would say, hey, Dan, are you in a real hurry to do this? You'd be like, no. And I'd be listen, this job's 15 grand. I could go 14.5 if I could do it August 6th and 7th or whatever. When I know that traditionally I'm going to be slower from the slower leads weeks earlier. And then the last thing I would say to answer this guy's question would be, your numbers will determine what you can do. You know what I mean? And if you're pricing your work right, then no, you shouldn't discount, because it takes what it takes to stay in business. But that's where I go. I default to having my standard gross profit and I don't go below that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's similar to the way I do it. I think, when I do my price brackets over the phone initially, the low bracket is actually my sales price at 50% GP. And then everything above that's gravy. And I typically come a little bit above my bottom line price. And if somebody's whatever, I can go down to my low bracket because I'm making my full margin on that. And so it's a discount. maybe, but it's a, but I'm never, I never really dip below that because it just, I know my numbers and it just, it hurts me and it chafes me when I do it. Another discount thing that's worked for me, we talked about seasonality, was that special I did where I did walls in like a certain size room for, was essentially my cost. And then no trim, no ceilings. That always got added on at 100% of the time at full price. But more importantly, I always got another room or two at full price as well. So it's kind of like, did I discount? Yeah, I gave away $300 on the front end, but I'm suddenly picking up a $5,000 or $6,000 job that wasn't there otherwise. So those are the few ways I'll play around with money. But if it's just a flat out, hey, can you take $1,000 off this job to make it happen? My response is, you know, I'm going to fill my schedule one way or the other. And it's really a matter of whether you want your name on it or not.
Yeah, I know 1,000 years ago, we had a thing, and I'm sharing this because it never worked. Nobody ever gave a shit. But we had a thing called a price match guarantee. It was a tactic that I tried during the recession in 07, 08, 09, and there where everybody was lowballing shit just to stay busy and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. But what I found, and there are trades that it's easy, some trades are easier to do than others with this. So I'm telling everybody right now, don't do this because I think it's a fucking waste of time. But what it worked was like, in fact, I actually have it here. Let me, I'll read this to you guys because it was kind of funny where we got it here. This is fun. I'm going down memory lane right now, but I want to share what that looked like, even though I don't think it's a good idea because a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to do this, but you're not going to do it right. So this is back in the day where here was our criteria. We were basically, we're so confident in the value we bring that we'll match any other bid that align with the items that we're comparing to. You know what I mean? So like background checked employees, member in good standing at the time when we were in the Paint Contractors Association. We have an ongoing safety training program, you know, obviously the insurance stuff, the lead containment certifications. And then we get into job scope. It was free color consultation, pre-job planning walkthrough, promised start and completion dates, detailed scope, you know, blah, 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 certain warranty. You know, those were kind of like the criteria. And dude, what was funny is none of our competitors could stand against that. But right, not one client in 3 years that I had that program ever took advantage of it or gave a shit. And what I learned through that, looking back with 2020 vision right now, is that what I really needed to do, I tried a gimmick to get people. It wasn't a gimmick. It was just laying out the facts, right? I was just a true comparison of companies and this and that. But what was really missing is I was lacking on getting their motive and really the emotions of the sale, because money was not the most important thing. At some point, they weren't trusting us to do a great job. They weren't whatever. And so that's where I say, before you guys start dropping your shorts, coming up with little gimmicks or little sales techniques like this, like coupons and ads and all that other bullshit, you got to understand somebody's motive. To your point with that sale you did that worked really well for you, I know you had those conversations on the front end, what was important to them. And you know, you also take into consideration lifetime value of a client. You know what I mean? So sometimes we used to do these things. We talked about this before where we'd print off a gift card that we'd give our realtors whenever they had a client that bought a house. Yeah. You know, we gave $500 worth of painting. It cost me $250 to put a guy in there for the day. And we'd give them, go in and they'd paint the walls or do whatever for a day. I paid for it as a marketing expense, and pretty much 100% of the time we ended up, you know, doing, cause somebody bought a new home, right? So they always want to paint shit. And we'd end up doing half or the whole damn house, and it cost me $250 to get in the door. And so that's where knowing your numbers comes in, and that's what you did with your thing. So, but you
And that's kind of the key on this. I think the context, like you, as you know, a lot of the people we speak to and speak at through these podcasts, like, don't know their numbers. And so what do you're discounting off of quicksand at that point. And that's a pretty dangerous game. So, you know, when you know your numbers and you know what you need to run your business, then you can make, at least make an educated decision on what, if anything, you're going to play on price. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I matched a competitor's quote at this point.
Yeah, well, and here's a problem with matching somebody else's numbers is their numbers.
Right.
You know, and you don't, you know, their numbers might be right for them based on their overhead and their goals and their profit, gross profit percentage. And those numbers aren't necessarily going to work for you.
Fighters, today's show is sponsored by Jobber. You might have heard of them. Listen, if you run a home service business like painting, lawn care, cleaning, plumbing, you know the work never ends. You have customer service, you got to hire staff, you got crazy amounts of paperwork. The to-do list goes on and on. Plus, you still need to do the actual work out in the field that pays the bills, right? Running your entire business with pen and paper is hard. It's messy. You're disorganized when you do it that way. You need a better system to stay on top of everything so that nothing falls through the cracks. Jobber is a mobile and online app that helps your business keep organized and looking more professional than ever. With Jobber, you can quote jobs, schedule your crew, send invoices, and accept payments online all in one place. You won't know how you ran your business without it when you get your act together like this. Jobber offers free one-on-one coaching to help you get started. No software experience is required. Get paid on time, go paperless, and impress your customers. Try it free today by going to thecontractorfight.com/jobber.
Let's end with how you would handle when somebody says, "Hey Dan, can you discount the job or match the competitor's price?" What's that conversation sound like? What comes out of your mouth?
Yeah, you know, the discount one, I try to come across as rude, and I vanguard with that. Hey Tom, I hope this doesn't come across as rude, but I don't discount my price. I literally don't. And usually people are trying to do it, and they give you some ammo on it, like, "Oh well, I'll sign up today, and you can do this." And I always fall back on, well, I have times in my schedule to get thinner than others. My schedule is always filled. And so I just use that line I did earlier in this call where I was just like, "Hey, the real decision is just, do you want to be on my schedule or not? There's plenty of painters out there that can get the job done. I'll give you some names of it." But for me, with like matching estimates, I never even want to see them because I don't care. It's really, and I tell them, I go, "You know what? It's irrelevant to me." It's like, "What can I do, Tom? What did I miss during our conversations or on this quote that is having you still looking elsewhere for this project?" And I just turn the light back on you. And, you know, because that's ultimately, there's something other than price, I find. Somebody's not going to, my average sale is like, what, 15 grand? It's like 500 bucks is not a deciding factor on a $15,000 purchase for most people. There's something else that I haven't unturned that needs to be discovered.
Yeah. And what I like is, you're not getting defensive, right? You're just going, "It is what it is. This is my price." And, you know, I think I heard it from Tim, one of our sales coaches first. I don't know. I'll give Tim credit. It's probably you or somebody else, but we'll give Tim credit.
Sure. He needs it.
I heard him on a role play once. Somebody was like, "Well, can you come down on your price?" And basically, I'll spare you all the tonality and stuff, but he was basically like, "Dan, if I could discount this, that would mean that I overcharged you to begin with." You know, and yeah. That, I think that really is a honest thing. Like, our price is our price for a reason. We coach people like, "Hey, it's very rare that you're going to get a home run job." Okay. Most projects are base hits, you know, price your work to get a 50% or better and produce it at a 50 or better and just keep hitting base hits. Don't bend on your price. Because again, when you get wishy-washy on your price, you start defending. You say, "Yeah, I'll sharpen my pencil," and all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. You come across that you're not confident in your numbers.
Yeah, it's also something you taught me when I first started working with you years ago. Like, price should never be this mystery that shows up in their inbox days after you visit them. It's like, I'd broach pricing before I even speak to them because they go down my website and they see rough pricing on stuff. And so that gets rid of them. And then I speak to them and we discuss bracketed pricing based on what they're talking about. So by the time we actually get to paperwork getting to them, there's no surprises at that point. And honestly, the feedback I get back mostly from people, if they get to that stage, is it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, because I've always just put pricing, our messaging is we're expensive and intentionally so that we're actually not when they see it. But price has been something that's just been going along. And so there's little objections. You kind of get resistance on a bracket, which is just a bullshit number. You can then dive back into what makes them tick, what they're looking for, and just kind of, you know, make the sausage so it turns out the way you want it by the time you get to quote time.
Yeah, this whole discount thing is, I think there's other ways that we could make it easier for people to buy from us. You can offer financing, you know, you can, I mean, there's other tools. I know we used to phase jobs out. One question I used to ask someone, to go, your price is too high, can you discount? I go, well, is the price really too high, or is just the timing of this rough? Mm. You know, or when I sold, I think it was my first sales job, I sold replacement windows and we offered a price and then you could finance for X amount per month, right? And they go, oh, that's too much money. And, you know, I said, what I was taught to say there, which I think was a great thing, is don't assume that the price is the problem. It could be. And so I would go, Dan, is, you know, you said it's too expensive. Is the 20 grand too expensive, or is it the $179 a month? I mean, you want me to work that down and extend the length of the payment, or, and that often closed the deal. You know, it was like, cause it was, they're like, they were fine paying the 20. They just cared more about the monthly payment.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's all kind of, it really, I think just, I mean, if you're getting in front of the right people, that's the context mm-hmm. of the statement. But if you've got a brand, if you've got content, if you're doing all this stuff in the background,
yeah,
it shouldn't be the focus of people that are speaking exactly. to you. You know, and I think it's just like, you've got to go in your mindset of these people. We talk about assumptions. Don't assume that price is the number one. It's a component of the sale, but it's very rarely, in my experience, like the main driver of the sale.
And if you price your work right, instead of discounting, give some more value. Mm-hmm. You know, like for instance, if I'm painting your exterior, Dan, and you're like, you know, you're $1,000 higher than the other companies and this and that, can you come down? I'd say, Dan, I'd love to come down, but I can't. But I said, what would happen if I, you know, upgraded you to a better product at the same cost? I'll work with my vendor on that. I'll extend your warranty a couple years.
Yep.
And while we're up there, we'll clean your gutters and that'll save you $500. Like sometimes yep. it's just add a little, and you can't do that if you're not priced properly. You know, I mean, we've talked before, like, mm-hmm. we say sell and produce your work at a 50. Chances are, if you sell it at a 50, you're not going to produce it at a 50 because you might go over on the budget. Shit takes longer. The weather slows you down. So sell it at 60, produce it at a 50. And you got some wiggle room there to give some plus ones, is what they call them, right? A little more value.
Yeah. Yeah. And then your guys aren't running around like Superman and they can do a good job. And then you get the referrals and testimonials and everything else you need after mm-hmm. that. That's been a huge game changer. Like, it's counterintuitive, but the more you charge a job, the better experience you can give, and people are happier.
Good stuff. We'll do it. Good hanging with you. Hopefully this helps some people out there. Please give us a review on iTunes, Apple Music, share it with another contractor. If you want more access to our coaching team and some kick-ass people, check out our Battleground program, thecontractorfight.com/battleground. You'll get stuff like this personalized for you throughout the week. In the months. And Dan, with that, have a kick-ass day, and we'll talk to you all next time.
See you next time.
Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com, and in the subject line, put the word podcast, and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.